Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio. My name is Lee Moore. Today is the third anniversary of the very first broadcast of Jaws of Justice Radio on KKFI's Thursday night special, and we thank our listeners for all of their support. This morning, Melvin Merritt talks with Brad Lambert of Connections to Success about how they give a hand and the hope of economic independence to disadvantaged people, and Joe Sivert, owner of I-70 Auto Service, talks about how even small businesses can help people that are struggling to get ahead. Then later, the ACLU Minute and our calendar of events. Now here's Melvin, Brad, and Joe.
Good morning. You are in tune to Jaws of Justice right here on KKFI 90.1. I'm your host, Melvin Merritt. We have a very interesting show this morning, and on the phone we have Mr. Brad Lambert. He is the co-founder of Connection to Success. And in the studio we have Mr. Joe Sievert. He is the owner of I-70 Auto Service. I will start with Mr. Brad Lambert. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Melvin. How are you today?
And he's on the phone.
Yes, hello.
And I can't hear.
Hello.
All right, I can hear you now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Melvin?
Oh, pretty good there, Brad. One of the first questions I wanted to ask was, how did you get involved in your organization called Connection to Success?
Well, it kind of goes back to the late 90s. My wife, Kathy, and I were both working in the corporate world, but we really had a passion to help people, and we decided to turn that passion into action. Mm-hmm. So in 1998, we formed a nonprofit organization, Connections to Success. We've been in existence now for over 14 years.
Mm-hmm. So give us a little background. What do you do with Connection to Success as it relates to people?
Well, our programs are designed to work with men and women who are transitioning from generational poverty, incarceration, or domestic violence, and we assist them and empower them with the tools and resources necessary to become employed and move towards economic stability. So our focus is really on helping individuals who have had challenges with steady employment to give them the tools and resources to become and stay employed.
There were some other things that you and I had talked about, especially with once you get these individuals in your program that you're reaching out to obtain automobiles and for them to have transportations.
Well, one of the things that we do in our work readiness training is we help each individual design what we call a life plan that looks at several different areas. And one of those critical areas, as most service providers know, has to do with transportation. And one of the ways that we've tried to deal with that obstacle is through a program that we created long ago called Wheels for Success.
Mm-hmm.
Wheels for Success is designed to get individuals to donate their automobiles to our organization. We, in turn, take them to I-70 Auto, to our friend Joe, and he goes through them, makes any necessary repairs to ensure that they're safe and road ready. And then we select a participant who has gotten employed and is showing a commitment to life change but is being held back because of lack of personal transportation. So we will then award that vehicle to the individual.
Do you stay with these individuals along to see exactly how they're progressing, and you know, do you continue to help them in their success to get to that point or to a particular point?
Well, Melvin, one of the things we like to say is we never close a file. On day one, we ask our participants for a minimum of 1 year commitment. And during that 1 year, a lot of things happen, not only just employment, but we have resource managers and mentors who really embrace each participant and help them navigate those obstacles and barriers that they face with staying employed, with finding stable housing, and just all the things that they need in place to move towards economic stability. So it is a long-term commitment on both sides.
And probably one of the other things that you had mentioned to me was to seek out employers that would be interested in hiring some of the people that you have went through your program.
Well, obviously, employers are very important because they have the jobs, and we want to build partnerships with as many employers as we can to help inform them as to the types of participants that we are working with, the skills that they have, and also partner with employers like Joe to develop training programs that will provide some entry-level skills in some demand industries.
Okay. What about the van? You mentioned something about a van.
Well, we do, in addition to helping individuals with public transportation and also being able to award them a car through Wheels for Success, we also have a passenger van at the organization that we're able to use to help a number of participants when they're out interviewing and also in the early stages when they first get a job.
So you do have, it is somewhat of a co-ed type of a program. So if a woman was interested in your connection to success, how does that work?
Well, we work with both men and women. Okay. And, you know, we have different programs designed for women as well as men. One of our initial programs that started in demand of the women was Dress for Success, which was to provide them business interview appropriate clothing. And we suit hundreds of women each year in Kansas City that are maybe not engaged in our other programs, but that are working with other employment agencies and are ready for that interview. We're there to suit them and give them sort of that final look and polish that they need when they go in to meet that employer.
So I noticed you mentioned that you stay with them for at least a year. So on an eight-hour basis, how long are they in your classes or trained by you?
Well, our initial workforce readiness training goes for 2 weeks. So it's 9 to 3 for 10 days. And then at the end of that, then they really begin to engage with an employment specialist and a resource manager. And that time may vary from week to week. We ask them to come to our office on a regular basis to talk to their case manager and employment specialist a minimum of once a week. So a lot of it is up to the participant. We're there to engage with them as much time as they're committed to be there and be with us.
Do you use any successful students, if you will, to come back and work for Connection to Success and to be a mentor along the way with other participants?
All the above. We have hired former participants to be on our staff. We're constantly inviting in graduates of our program to speak to ongoing classes, to provide peer-to-peer mentoring, and to just be there to show an individual that regardless of what has happened to you in the past, things can change and you can set and achieve goals for yourself and your family.
Just in case I forget, let's say, for instance, anyone might be interested in trying to connect with you, what would be your phone number or your website? Give us that information.
Well, our main Kansas City contact is 816-561-5115, and our website is connectionstosuccess.org.
Okay, all right. We're going to go, we're going to turn the corner because I think it's interesting that you've come with a connection with Joe Siebert, and he's the owner of I-70 Auto Service, and I wanted to ask, how did that marriage, so to speak, come about? This is focused to, the question is to Mr. Brad Lambert.
Well, what we did was, as we viewed our participants and saw that many of them had a lack of vocational skills, we then turned to the marketplace and said, where are stable markets that are constantly hiring and looking for new people. And two of those markets were auto mechanics and food service. So through a long-standing relationship with Joe, we reached out to him and said, what if we put together a very basic automotive skills training that taught some rudimentary skills that would be transferable to entry-level jobs in the independent auto mechanics industry. And Joe was very gracious in setting down and designing a program, and we've been successful at having had several graduates go through that program, with a number of them moving into the automotive repair industry.
Thanks, Brad. I'm going to focus on my questions now to Mr. Joe Sievert. Welcome to the broadcast, Mr. Joe Sievert.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit how you got into this program. First of all, tell us a little backdrop of your services, I-70 services.
I-70 Auto Service started in 1976. My father opened it up as a three-bay automotive general repair shop. We added on to it in 1983. In 1999, we removed our gas pumps and went strictly automotive repair. Mm-hmm. And have been, as I said, serving Kansas City since 1976.
76, okay. So you've expanded.
Yes, we have.
And so I noticed that you are a master technician, ASE service, and what does all that entail?
The ASE certification is Automotive Service of Excellence, and it's an organization to kind of get together to have technicians continue their education. You have to take tests. The tests are only good for, I believe, 4 years, so every 4 years you got to recertify. And there's many tests in the automotive field, diesel, service consultants, bus, heavy-duty trucks.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking to Brad, and let's say, for instance, that a person not connected to Connection to Success, but heard it over the broadcast and wanted to get in touch with you and wanted to find out how they can be trained and kind of just from the street. Does that happen?
Through Brad, it has happened. Mm-hmm. Brad stopped in our shop years ago, I'm going to say 3 years ago probably, mm-hmm. and asked me if I would be interested in working with him to help some people. And you know, he asked me to design a class, and which we did with the help of our local Napa Auto Care Centers here in Kansas City. And we started a small class. We kept the students down to, I believe, maximum of eight. And we did, if I remember right, it's either a 10 or 12-week course, two nights a week for 2 hours. And it was just strictly over general automotive repair, teaching them the basics. And I think when we were completed, you know, I know that there was a couple of the gentlemen that actually, you know, landed jobs in small engine repairs and or automotive. And still today I have relationships with a number of them that went through the program.
That's great. What kind of message would you send to the audience, say business people? What type of message would you send to them in regards to what you're doing and your busy schedule, going back and forth to school yourself, and to be able to give back? What would be the message in that?
Well, I believe that, you know, we're all called to give back, and I've been blessed over the years with many things, and this just gives me the opportunity to help somebody that maybe was less fortunate, made a mistake, and, you know, we all need to forgive. And the main thing that I go by is we gotta love everybody. And I truly believe in that. And this gives me the opportunity to love my neighbor, someone that I really don't know. But now we've built relationships through this program.
That has to be something, how Brad Lambert came about meeting you, and you connected with him with that same passion and that same goal was to to assist people that needed a second chance. And you stepped up to the plate and said, yes, you know, you would participate in this. And I commend you with that. Tell us a little bit more about what you do in terms of this giving back.
Well, some of the other things that we do at I-70 Auto Service is I actually 2 years ago went out and took a 40-hour training class to be a car seat safety installation, and we are the only automotive repair shop in the metropolitan area that does that. So we schedule a one car seat inspection a day, and with that we give away car seats also, and that's by being partnered with the Missouri Department of Transportation. They supply the car seats, and I supply 30 minutes of education to someone that's struggling, that needs help, and car seats are fairly expensive. So, and then of course the main thing is the safety of the child, and especially in the newborn.
And you mentioned to me about the putting together a car seat for a child. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we just, you know, there's a specific way to put a car seat in, and I was really surprised when I enrolled in the class and they said this was going to be 5 days, 8 hours a day. Being a technician that is involved in a lot of training, I was just shocked. My wife happens to be in healthcare, and she says it's more than what you think it is entailed. And sure enough, I mean, every night when we were done with the class, you had to take a test. And if you didn't pass the test, you were sent home. There's a lot more to it. I just had a gentleman come in the other day that was picking up his grandson at the airport, went and just bought a brand new car seat, was struggling getting it installed, and called me, drove all the way from Shawnee Mission over to our shop, and 15 minutes later we got him, showed him, you know, how to put a car seat in and get it secured so he could pick up his grandson from the airport.
Well, Brad mentioned something about automobiles, and you said something about cars for Christmas. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Well, Cars for Christmas, Cars for Heroes, was started here in Kansas City by my friend Terry Franz, and it's a big, big organization that is out helping people that are less fortunate, people that are struggling, people that are needing a vehicle. And then our local Kansas City Elite NAPA Auto Care Centers, there's 15 of us in that group, and we donate our time as NAPA donates the parts to help people to supply them with cars. This year we are getting ready to start a promotion to where we are going to do actual repairs rather than give a car. So we're going to reach out, find people that have a vehicle, they just don't have the means to pay for some repairs, and we're going to have at least 15 vehicles that we are going to repair community-wide. We have shops that range from Olathe to Liberty to Blue Springs to Lee Summit, Kansas City, Warnell area, Kansas City, Kansas. So that's our next outreach program that we're in the process of doing now.
I know that City Union Mission does a lot of something similar to that in terms of the cars. And do you connect with City Union Mission?
Personally, no, I have not. I've went there and volunteered through our church in serving food and giving out things at Christmas time, Thanksgiving meals. But I have not worked with them on any kind of car repair.
I see. Give us, just in case, give us your information, telephone number, and your website in case anyone might be interested.
My name's Joe Sievert. I own I-70 Auto Service at 3111 Stadium Drive here in Kansas City. That sits right on the intersection of 40 Highway, Van Brunt, Stadium Drive. The website is i70autoservice.com, and we are also a AAA-approved automotive repair shop, NAPA Auto Care Center.
So you have a office manager. Who is that? Is he part of this program? Or
yes, absolutely. Tyler Hubbard is my office manager, and when you call in, 90% of the time, that's the gentleman that you would talk to that makes appointments for the car repair and also for the car seat installation.
That's great. Now, if this is something that is the message is that anyone can be a part of a community and to give back to people that need a second chance, would that be the message that you would give out today, is that anyone can pick up the baton, so to speak?
Absolutely. I think that we're all called for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, as I said earlier, it's all about love, and we need to love thy neighbor and share and give and help.
That sounds great. Brad, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Just in case someone missed this broadcast, could you give your information about the connection to success?
Sure. And before I do that, I just want to make a plea for how the community can support us, and that's through car donations. We have dozens and dozens of people who are working and who are trying to navigate work and school and social activities through the bus system, which is very challenging. By donating a car to us, you're able to deduct what the full fair market value of the vehicle is because of how we use it. And if you're interested in learning more, please call our office at 816-561-5115 or our website at connectionstosuccess.org.
Okay, could you give us that website again, Joe?
My website's i70autoservice.com.
Brad, I appreciate you coming on the broadcast this morning. And Joe, I thank you for coming out and being a part of this Jaws of Justice broadcast. And you guys go out and have a great day. Appreciate
it. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
The Humanitarian Law Project wanted to provide advice to two terrorist groups, the Tamil Tigers and the Kurdistan Workers Party, on how those groups could, instead of promoting terrorism, resolve disputes peacefully and work with the United Nations. And the problem with that is what?
I'm Floyd Patterson II, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute with American Civil Liberties Union attorney Bill Newman.
The problem with that, according to the recent decision of the United States Supreme Court, is that it makes the Humanitarian Law Project a bunch of terrorists. Say what? The USA Patriot Act, in part, prohibits providing material assistance to terrorists. The definition of material support includes giving advice. And according to Chief Justice Roberts, peaceful assistance might lend the terrorist group legitimacy, and they might only pretend to be negotiating. In that recent decision upholding this law, the Supreme Court swept away a half century of First Amendment constitutional guarantees that protects lawyers and journalists and academics and all American citizens. It is speech that protects our national security. It helps to let people talk and seek peaceful solutions. But the executive branch of government thinks it knows best about what kind of speech should be allowed. That's a problem. That's wrong. And when the Supreme Court endorses the criminalization of speech, that's equally wrong.
The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the American Civil Liberties Union. Join the American Civil Liberties Union at ACLU.org, because freedom can't defend itself.
This is the Jaws of Justice Radio calendar of events. My name is Lee Moore. The Heart of America Stand Down Fall 2012 Events for Veterans will be held November 2nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Memorial Hall, 600 7th Street, Kansas City, Kansas. If you want to give a hand up to struggling veterans or you need help, call Bob at 773-850-9938. Or check out our website or their website at www.kcstanddown.org.
The Advancement Project is in Kansas City this week and is in search of volunteers to help keep elections fair and free this November. For more information, visit www.866rvote.org and click Volunteer to get involved. For a list of dates, visit www.nlgkansascity.org. Lawyers and non-lawyers are needed for nonpartisan election protection efforts to help document and resolve issues voters are facing at the polls and provide information to voters about their rights. Volunteers are needed to help monitor the polls as well as take calls into the 1-866-R-VOTE election protection hotline at the Legal Command Center to help ensure that all voters are able to vote. Flexible shifts are available. Election Protection is the nation's largest nonprofit coalition dedicated to ensuring that all eligible voters are able to cast a ballot. For more information, visit www.866rvote.org and click Volunteer to get involved. A list of dates can be found at www.nlgkansascity.org.
The Community Blood Center has a shortage of donors and needs help building their supply of blood for the fall and into the holiday season. Papa Murphy Pizza has stepped up to help. Every Monday through December 31st, you will get a coupon for a large one-topping pizza from Papa Murphy's when you come in and donate blood at any of the Community Blood Center locations. For more information, call Stan Tate, Director of Marketing for Community Blood Center, at 816-968-4437 or check out their website at www.savealifenow.org.
We hope you enjoyed today's show and that we leave you with something to think about, something to talk to your neighbors about, and a reason to get involved. As always, the opinions expressed are those of the host and guests of Jaws of Justice Radio, not of KKFI, the Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, its staff, or volunteers. If you have comments or questions, check us out at the Jaws of Justice Radio page on the KKFI website. That's www.kkfi.org. You can join the Jaws of Justice Radio group by emailing us at jawsofjusticeradio@yahoo.com. My name is Jeff Humfeld. We thank our engineer, Mike Murphy. Listen in tomorrow at 9 a.m. for Law and Disorder. Professor Al McCoy will talk on U.S. torture with impunity. And Ursula Manzi-Latos of the Massachusetts National Lawyers Guild will talk about how Boston police spying destroys free speech. Then, at 6 p.m. Tuesday, tune in for Tell Somebody with Tom Clammer. Up next is Counterspin, followed at 10 o'clock by Beautician's Blues with Luscious Lynn, and at noon, Arts Magazine with Michael Hoag. Then stick around for Jazz and Blues in the afternoon and Eco Radio KC at 6 p.m.